This is Katie and Kay Carbondale. You're listening to Geek Speak. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer, from Roaring Fork Help Desk, in studio with Louie the Computer Guy. Let's get those electrons moving.
How's it going, Matt?
Going well.
It's been a whole month since we've done Geek Speak.
Yeah, getting a little rusty.
We should have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I had one article that I definitely wanted to talk about today, so...
Okay. We should be getting a phone call from our foreign correspondent, Donna Dalton, a little bit.
Yeah.
Hopefully she has something really stimulating and appropriate and relevant to talk about.
There you go. So, in-kind support for Katie and Kay comes from Louie the Computer Guy, providing PC and Mac repair, networking support, tutoring, and web design. Be secure, informed, and connected. 948-7992.
So what's your story?
So,
Morning Glory.
So Microsoft published an article saying that people that users using multi-factor authentication blocks 99.9% of account hacks.
Okay. What is multi-factor authentication?
So,
give me a couple simple simple.
Okay, so ones that people have probably run into is using SMS. Uh-huh. For your multi-factor.
In other words, text messaging.
Yeah. So you'll go to log in to, you know, pick an account. Facebook uses it a lot. Mm-hmm. So if you go to log into your Facebook account and you have one of their two-factor authentication options turned on, they are going to send you a 6 to 10-digit numeric code, mm-hmm. that you're going to have to type into your device or computer to continue, even if you have the password.
Got it.
So, text messages, SMS, have some weaknesses, and from a strictly security standpoint, are not necessarily a good second factor authentication system.
Mm-hmm.
But they're easy to use.
Yep.
So.
Got it. So, are there any second factor apps that you can get for your phone?
So. Google created one called G-Auth, and there's a whole...
It's alarmingly simple to goof.
Goof.
Yeah.
but basically, I use a tool called Authy, which mm-hmm. is a little cloud application, and you go into your accounts, and it supports any... So you would, like, for example, if you go to Gmail... go into my account.
You can tell Gmail that you want to use Authy as your second factor.
Yeah. So, well, okay. It's not really Authy, but it'll give you a little QR code. So you sign up for an account on Authy. It's going to ask mm-hmm. you to create a password
okay.
as a backup password. So just make it something really strong. It can be up to 32 digits long.
Okay.
Just write it down. You very rarely mm-hmm. need it unless you get a new phone. That's the only time you need that password. So just okay. write it down. Put it somewhere safe.
All right.
And then
they give you a QR code.
So then you go into, and you can do this for Facebook and a whole bunch of other companies support mm-hmm. G-Auth authentication.
Okay.
So to back to it, you go into your Google account, then you go to my account, go to security, and then go into second factor authentication, and you'll say that you want to do G-Auth.
Okay.
And then your computer will bring up the QR code. You open up Authy on your mm-hmm. On your phone.
Take a picture of the QR code.
Tell yep. Authy you want to add the G-Auth to it.
Mm-hmm.
You take a picture of the QR code, and then it's actually a fairly long string of numbers and letters as well.
Okay.
But you take a picture of it. It puts it in there, and you say, okay, I got that. And it says, okay, put in the current 6-digit code,
mm-hmm.
and you look on your phone, and the 6-digit code is 123456, and
you
punch that in, and it goes, okay, everything's good, and you're authenticated, and every so often it'll say, hey, is this you? Or if okay. somebody else tries to log in, they have to get a 6-digit code that changes every 30 seconds, mm-hmm. so it's very difficult to get in.
If you want to talk about two-factor authentication, give us a call at 970-963-2976 here on Geek Speak. And, you know, it just wears me out sometimes. I just go, how much time do we spend talking about security? It's, I mean, what would the world be like if there were no dishonest people? you know,
how, it'd be a lot less secure.
How Pollyanna is that, you know?
Right.
I mean, if everybody was like just honest and didn't have to steal other people's stuff to get their needs met. So have you heard that there's like was a major exploit to LastPass? Are you familiar with that situation?
No, I haven't. Haven't done that. That is one of the ones I use. So I'll have to.
Looks like we got a call coming in.
You're on with the Geeks.
Hey, Geeks, it's Donna. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, dear?
Oh, you know, pretty good. I just started a new job today.
Wow, you were just like, look at you, you little job hopper.
I know, job hopper. That's right. I'm going to get to travel internationally again, so I'm really excited about that.
You are excited. That's good. Okay.
I know. It's really, I always like traveling on the company's dime, you know.
There is something magical about expense accounts. I have to agree.
I'm kind of excited, too, because I'm going to be getting a new phone, and I don't know which one I'm going to get. Probably an iPhone 10, I would think.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any, any warnings or recommendations? Because I have an iPhone 6S, and I'm curious how it doesn't seem like the transition is that difficult, except there's no home button anymore.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Is like, I mean, and it's unfortunate. I probably just need to get one so I become really adept at using it, because whenever I help a customer out who's got one, they have to do a 3-minute tutorial with me on how to work around not having a home button. It's really pretty ridiculous. But so I miss the home button.
You know, it is ridiculous.
You know,
because usually their stuff is so, you know, so much easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, you know, I probably should, you know, if I got one in my hand, I would probably remember how to use it. And, but yeah, I mean, there's a whole different set of, things that you have to do. Like if you want to do a hard shutdown, I can't even remember. I've done that, but I can't remember exactly how to do it, without a home button to press, you know, and stuff. So,
right. You know. Well, let me ask you this. You know how on the, Android phones, you can set the camera up to just say capture. And it'll take a picture without having to touch a button. Has the iPhone gotten to that point yet, or are they still behind the times?
I'm sure that the 10 probably does, but I'm still on a 7 Plus, and I love it. You know, and it's paid for. That's the best thing about it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's
that's why I haven't got a new phone. I mean, honestly. You know, I look at the phone. I don't know how you guys feel, but I look at the phone as just a tool.
Yeah.
You know, I could use any phone, but the reality is we use it so much more than we use our computers, it seems like now, right?
Yep. You know, for some reason, I've accepted the fact that I'm going to have a car payment every month for the rest of my life, but I have not accepted the idea that I would have a phone payment every month for the rest of my life. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's funny.
And the difference between the two, the car payment is like 10 times as much, but so it's just
yeah, exactly. The other thing I was going to mention is that one of the things that came in handy, I was going to ask you guys if you have any good new apps, you know, app recommendations, but the one that I used recently was My Radar, because guess where I am living is where the hurricanes were coming towards, but they didn't really hit very much, but it was really nice having that My Radar app on there. Do you guys ever use that app, or do you have any other recommendations for other apps?
You know, so I actually was unaware of it. So, and does it, will it do the motion, the radar in motion? Will it show you the time lapse? Okay. Because the problem I run into on the iPhone is I usually go to the NOAA site, but the minute I tell it that I want it to loop, it comes up and it says flash not supported. And, so maybe you're turning me on to a solution that I need to go check out, you know, because I've always wanted that on my iPad or my iPhone. I wanted to have the loop.
I got was I bought with this hurricane, I bought a set of walkie-talkies so that my neighbor and I could talk just in case the power went out and we lost cell phone service. But one of the things that it had on the walkie-talkie was the NOAA weather, you know, the NOAA, what do you call it? The NOAA weather radio or whatever, NOAA
uh-huh.
weather
yep,
radio.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It had that. It has that. And also my my realtor here, her husband works for the National Weather Service, and so they gave me a NOAA phone, and a NOAA radio. Sorry, somebody was calling. A NOAA weather radio, and it runs off of power, but when you lose power, then it's a rechargeable battery. And that was really nice to be able to listen to the live weather.
Mm-hmm.
True
yeah.
that.
I listen to that, like, just endlessly in my car. It's just, you know, I'm just kidding. I love that mechanical voice, you know.
Well, I keep that on the last preset on my phone, on my car. So it's,
exactly.
What is that, 107.7, 107.99?
Yeah, exactly.
So I just keep that, that's the last. Yeah. So if something's going on with the weather, I just click on that and see what's going on.
Yeah, it's pretty handy.
Oh, that's,
are you familiar with, do you know about Radio Reference? Are you familiar with that one?
No.
So Radio Reference, basically, I'm trying to see if it's radioreference.org. It's radioreference.com. You can basically pull up the EMS radios. You basically go into a map and choose where you are, and you can basically, it'll pull up the EMS radio. It's just like having a police scanner.
Oh, wow.
Which can be pretty handy. You know, it's like, you know, if you want to really know what's going on down the street, you know, and you see all the lights and everything, it's like, you can go to radioreference.com and pull up your location, and a lot of times they'll have like the local and county on the right channel, and then state patrol on the left channel, type of thing.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so you basically get both, you know, both sides of it. And
oh, that's great. Great. So you don't have to have one of those short band radios.
You know, they probably. I'll bet you money they have an app. There's probably a Radio Reference app. I have never looked that up, but that's, you know. It just seems like in this day and age that, you know, you should be able to have a police scanner on your iPhone. Yeah, it should be
pretty
easy.
Well, so. If you think of any other apps to recommend, let me know. But I just wanted to call and check in with you guys and say hello and
Phase,
so I'm glad you're really on.
I've really been enjoying Dark Sky.
Dark Sky, what's
that like
one?
Like a star locator?
No, it's a weather app.
Okay.
So it gives you a hourly forecast, weekly forecast, and then there's a whole bunch of stuff you can do: precipitation forecast, temperature, all kinds of maps and things. So, and their website's really nice as well. So, Dark Skies has been my kind of go-to weather app lately.
So, before you go, Donna, here's a cool one. Have you ever heard of Blitzertung? You know what that is?
No.
So Blitzertung is like a network of lightning detection. They basically just maintain, if you go to blitzertung.org, that's blitzertung.org, you can basically get a real-time lightning map.
And, oh, wow.
And it'll show you, and basically the, you know, they have like a whole legend that you can basically determine like how far away a strike was and, you know, things like that. And but they do have an app for the iPhone and probably the Android as well. So, you know, feel like
you guys are
a big,
just a plethora of information today.
We are. So anyway, you have your homework.
Yeah.
Good.
One of the government websites I've also started using is called airnow.gov.
Okay.
It has some really neat fire maps and it's all about air quality. So.
Oh, good. Okay. My radar one also shows earthquakes, where the earthquakes are. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You got me
and
on that one.
And there are a lot, believe it or not, going on here and there, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Well, living in an earthquake zone like Glenwood Springs, like we do, you know?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Especially had three, two. We've had two in the last year, so, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of earthquakes, like in the ocean, you know, out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, I want to hear more about your new job next time. And
okie dokie.
We'll talk to you soon.
We'll talk later. Right. Thanks, guys. Take care. Listen to the rest of the show.
Yep. Bye.
Have a good day.
You're listening to Geek Speak on KDNK. Call in with your questions,
963-2976. Sorry.
That's all right.
We double teamed that one, didn't we?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Donna Dalton, our foreign correspondent, calling in.
Yeah. So I was just looking at the one of the articles about the LastPass breach. So it looks like you're going to be pretty well protected if you have multi-factor authentication turned on.
Oh, you would go there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it says beware of phishing. You may they're probably going to send out a recommendation to change your master password soon.
Mm-hmm. And sounds like you should upgrade to version 4.33.0 to be absolutely sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you want to put in a new password just so your hash changes. So.
Yep. Definitely. And God help you if you forget your LastPass master password.
Yeah, they basically say you're done.
Yeah. You need to like get a new life.
Yeah, there are a couple ways you can set up with those, where while you're logged in and have a password, you can set up a one-time recovery password mm-hmm. or a list of them.
Okay.
So what I do is I print off one of those, so you have a one-time use recovery password, and I put that in a safe deposit box.
Okay.
So if I was to go away or the password were mm-hmm. to be forgotten somehow.
Yeah,
okay. That can be punched in once and mm-hmm. get in there, and you can change the master.
You
could
put it on a piece of tape and stick it to the bottom of your keyboard.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, nice. I'm impressed that you even have a safe deposit box.
Well, when it's the right price, yeah.
I have a shoe box, so that's true. You have an inside connection on those safe deposit boxes,
right?
So nice. Yeah, it's like I love going to that Lightning Strike website. You know, you can sit there and watch. You know, you hear mm-hmm. them come in, and just like you can sit there and watch them on the map. You can see exactly where they're located, and that's pretty cool stuff. So let's see what else is bubbling out there.
Have you been seeing any fraud from your clients to deal with? Any new scams you've been helping people with?
Other than my own. I got my credit card expired in August, and I got my new card. So I got my new card. I went through the whole change your card number with everybody thing. And within 2 weeks of when I got my new card, that number got hacked.
Oh, no.
And so, like, all of a sudden, I'm, like, having to, like, turn around and do it all over again. And there's a couple of people like my gym, they're like, oh, your card got declined 2 times. You have to pay the bad boy fee, you know? And, I haven't really seen, the fraudsters have been kind of quiet, at least in my world lately. So it's,
well, that's good.
Yeah, it
is. Yeah, I haven't been running into too much. I think everyone's kind of gotten wise to it to some extent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. You know, the bottom line is if, you know, somebody calls and they've got an offer that's too good to be true. It's probably too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, we were talking about this app that cancels subscriptions after the trial period. And you said you'd heard of it. Is there an American version? Cause I'm reading a BBC article that,
no, I just read about the UK version of it.
Okay. Got it. All right. So I guess I need to look at it because that's a problem. That's a problem for a lot of people. It's like that $29 charge comes in and it's like, oh, darn it.
Uh-huh. Well, there's something to be said for reading your statement. It's kind of old school, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
wait a minute. I'm spending $100 on subscriptions?
Yeah.
Which ones did I not use?
Yeah, that's a subject. I am the absolute worst about that because, I mean, I paid international roaming on my phone for 2 years, and it wasn't until I was up in the San Juan Islands and my phone got a whiff of a cell tower from Vancouver, and it pops up and says, hey, welcome to international roaming. I'm like, wait a minute, what? What are you talking about? And I called AT&T and they're like, oh yeah, you've had that on there. It's running you $29 a month for 2 years. So it was ridiculous. But, anyway, we got a few more minutes, 963-2976. If you've got, a printer that's not printing or a computer that's not talking to your phone or you're thinking about getting a new computer
or your printer's only printing one color.
There you go. Yeah. I can't believe how throwaway printers are these days. I mean, I've just had a ton of them just, mm-hmm. you know.
And I don't know. I'm pretty much to the point where I just recommend a cheap laser printer. you know, between $70 and $120 bucks, you can make a, you can get a really pretty amazing little printer, which will work for years and years and years.
Yeah. You want to know a really cool tip? This will surprise the heck out of it. I'll bet you haven't heard of it. I learned this from a printer technician. You know what the best cleaning solution is for cleaning the rollers on a printer? Like, because the place where it usually goes off the rails is the scanner assembly stops picking up paper. That seems to be where it always, you know, and that forces people because their people are so dependent on scanning. So you know what the best solution is for cleaning that?
Yeah.
What is it?
Pencil eraser.
Oh, I've not heard of that one, but
that's the one I use when you get a little more life out of the rollers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for the cheaper ones, it's definitely a good way to go. You just take the pencil eraser and just wipe it on there and rough it up a little bit with that. It does a great job, and it'll work for a couple thousand more.
Yeah, a lot
scans.
Of people don't know, but basically paper has a really fine layer of dust on it. And it gets caught up in the pores of the rubber, and that's why those rollers stop working, because eventually the dust gets built up so much in their rollers that they just can't.
I was kind of wondering why they turn black from new, clean paper.
Yeah. Anyway, so the one I learned from a printer technician, this is totally counterintuitive, is WD-40. It's like, how strange is that? There's some chemical in WD-40. That just opens up the pores of the rubber and allows you to scrub. You know,
and there's only two people that know.
No, my printer technician guy, he's like told everybody.
No, I was talking about the people that know the formula for WD-40.
Oh, is that?
There's only two people.
Yeah, Wilson and Davis.
Something like that.
Yeah. Nice. So, yeah. So those of you out there, and go sparingly. Don't go in there with the can and start spraying it on. Put a little bit on a Q-tip.
I was going
to
say,
and then go in and basically, you know, get to whatever pickup surfaces you can get to.
I wonder if some of those rubber conditioners.
Clean them gently with a Q-tip.
I wonder if some of the rubber conditioners would work well for that as well.
What do they call it? Platin cleaner?
Something like that, yeah.
That's the old school term because, you know, the original term for the roller of a typewriter was a platin. And platin cleaner will do the same thing. It's probably just WD-40, you know.
Marked up.
Yeah, exactly. So where three people know the formula for it. So anyway, yeah, there's your hot tip for the day, man. You can get a few more 100,000 pages out of that scanner on your printer there.
I'll have to test that.
And I've actually got one on the bench right now that's getting ready because I've got this collection. Everybody's been abandoning their printers, and rather than go out and buy a new printer, I just put it up on the bench and join it to my network and print it and print on it until it won't print anymore, and then send it to Tech Recycle. So it's there's a very thrifty, frugal side of me. Okay, if you got a 2-minute question, 963-2976, give us a call. Or you're going to have to listen to Matt and I ramble on. And so we talked about LastPass. We talked about cool weather apps. We talked about...
We haven't talked about YubiKeys in a while.
No.
So this is yet another form of second-factor authentication. They're getting pretty good traction.
That's right.
There's one available for your iPhone. Now,
okay.
So it has a lightning connector.
And how does the YubiKey, this is a USB key security device, how does it communicate with, is it through the USB port of your computer?
So this one, well, the newer ones, so the version 5 has two different options, either through USB or it has an NFC function, so I can put it next to my phone, press the button on it, and it'll transmit the information through NFC.
Oh, really? Okay.
Right.
Cool. What does NFC stand for?
Near field communication.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
So you can basically tell your phone that you're going to send a picture through NFC, tap them together, hold them there for a second, and it'll send a picture through NFC.
Got it.
And there's a bunch of other things, but that's one of the things is you can use these second factor authentications with your phone that way, as opposed to plugging them into the phone.
Yeah. I'm going to have to step it up. I'm going to have to go 2-factor and...
At least on your email, that's
you
know, StrongPass. Yeah. The email is still the keys to the kingdom, so that's the place. That if you're going to do anything, protect that.
Yeah, you see, I'm blissfully ignorant. I've never knock on wood. I've never been hacked, so it's just because I have such stupid dumb passwords. So, all right.
You've been listening to Geek Speak on KDNK. We'll be back the first Monday in October. I'm your host, Matt McGrath, from Roaring Fork Help Desk, in studio with Louie the Computer Guy.
Hey, thanks for running the board, Matt.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Have a
good couple weeks. And, yeah, we're into October. Woohoo.